The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you're listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Let me start by sharing what God had me release to the body of Christ last Sunday concerning United States of America and us, the body of Christ. First, we need to continue to be excited and hopeful about what is going on in United States of America. We need to continue to thank God for his faithfulness, and he is uprooting the wickedness in Washington, D.C. by the roots by his own hand, okay? And this will continue, and that wicked root, if we focus on our Lord Jesus Christ and we continue to believe and do the right thing, it is not allowed to grow or take roots again. Amen, okay? Second, the economy of United States of America and of the body of Christ will continue to be on upward trend, and the seeds sowed in the kingdom of God here and abroad will continue to grow deeper roots and continue to expand. Be patient and continue to be hopeful. God is doing things so amazing. And what is awesome is our children and our children's children will receive the full benefits of our action, of our righteousness concerning the transfer of wealth and influence. Okay? Continue to thank God. Look at them serving in the kingdom of God because of the seeds that you have sowed. Amen. Okay. The third, continue to pray for this present administration. It does not matter whether you like President Trump or not, or his cabinet members, whether you voted for him or not. God allowed him to hold this second term, and God holds his heart on the palm of his hand. And we have responsibility to cover him with prayer and wish him to succeed and be effective for the good of the country and for the future of our children and children's children, for the good of the world. When we put God first, when we put our Lord Jesus front and center, as Christians, our mandate to the Lord, and he's been telling us, reminding us over and over again to put him first, that our front and center is our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? President Trump got the mandate for this country to put America first. So let us come into agreement with him and his administration for the good of this country. Amen. What is bad about that? If we prosper, if we walk in righteousness and live a peaceable lives, Americans are known for generosity and kindness all over the world. We are not cruel, and we need to let the goodness and the leadership of this country to lead the other nations of the world, okay? This is the destiny of United States of America. God will continue to have mercy on us because on how this country was founded, okay? Fourth, this summer, Americans will take their vacation within the 50 states of this country. Few less trips to Europe and a major part of Canada and even Asia. American tourism will increase on the countries that have aligned themselves with the United States of America concerning tariff as well as foreign policies. You will see Americans going to Alberta, Canada, though, and other friendlier provinces in Canada who are aligned with our values. Investments and business partnerships will be formed also in the countries aligned with United States of America. And even in this country, The conservative states who put God first and who put America first will continue to expand and prosper. Fifth, body of Christ must develop and continue their personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and always consult and inquire of the Holy Spirit every step of the way concerning our lives, ministry, our businesses, our family, our careers. We cannot apply the revelation of the past. Those are good old days, but they are old, okay? You can never bring them back. Revelation is progressive, and the Holy Spirit will lead us every step of the way concerning transfer of wealth, transfer of influence and affluence. We have to change our mindset. What God is doing now on the face of the earth is specifically here in the United States of America. We are prepared, whether we're aware of it or not. We are trained by God, and God has told us ahead of time by and through His Word and prophecy released over the course of years. It is exciting because the body of Christ is maturing. We are praying more to God. Whatever the challenges we will confront, or even our present afflictions, they will not last. They will pass if we continue to believe, obey, and focus on our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. I'm so excited for the younger generation. And even God is moving in our colleges and universities in this country. I'm so excited because of the revelation that they're getting and because we did the right thing. Okay. We voted for righteousness and we will continue to do so. We all know about the book of Esther. Haman plotted to destroy all the Jewish people because of his hatred towards Mordecai, who refused to bow down before him. Okay, Haman, keep this in mind. That's why we need to pray for every government officials, our political leaders, as well as their advisors. Haman was able to manipulate the king to issue that decree to destroy all Jews, to confiscate their properties. Okay? Esther was informed about the plot. And see, look at her situation. She was not in a favorable situation either. She has not been summoned by the king for a month. And if she approached the king without being invited, or the king will not extend his scepter, Esther will die. So she has this dilemma that even though she was the queen, she cannot really intercede on behalf of her people. She's just kind of a closet Jew. Many Christians, and we have faced in the past also, this kind of situation in our Christian walk. We are faced with the dilemma, shall we compromise to get what we desire or need? Are we going to obey God and do the right thing and suffer the consequences? We face temptations, challenges, afflictions, and compromises along the way with our walk with God. And it is a decision every day whether we're going to choose to serve the Lord. Okay? Sometimes Christians want to blend in with the world and apply the world's ways of doing things. So it is, in every generation, in our own lives, no matter what we do, even if we did everything right, we're going to still face the challenges of our times, okay? Might as well admit that and be bold and fearless enough to believe God and to obey God, okay? So in Esther chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, I'm going to read from New Living Translation. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you are in the palace, you will escape when all the other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? All of us are called to overcome the world and be victorious. All of us are called to be a part of this great move of God in our generation. Okay? Whether we believe it or not, whether we respond in righteousness and do the right thing, God will still continue to manifest His purpose and His plan for these times that we're living in. All of us has to remember that our greatness, the manifestation of our inheritance, will not land on our laps at our convenience. We have to continue to move forward. We have to continue to do the right thing, believe and obey God. We have to act on our faith. So Mordecai in those times and all the Jewish people were distressed, and they prayed, they fasted, because one thing Mordecai knew, based on what he told Esther in chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. Mordecai was aware that God is going to move and save His people with or without Queen Esther. Okay? Same thing with us. God is going to manifest what He has planned for the United States and manifest the transfer of wealth with or without you. It is not going to manifest at your convenience in your own terms. We have to understand that. God is faithful, even there are times that we're unfaithful. But with our faith and obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ, the future generation and our children's children will benefit by our obedience and our act of faith. This serious situation was not convenient or even safe for Queen Esther. The king had not summoned her in a month. This was in Esther chapter 5, verse 11. All the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for Esther to come to him for 30 days. But Esther took action. In Esther chapter 5, verse 16 through 17, Esther sent this message to Mordecai. Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die. So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. Those are important. Esther did not just ask Mordecai and the Jewish people to pray and fast for her. She did the same thing. And at the same time, Mordecai received that instruction and followed everything as Esther had asked him and the Jewish people to do. Okay. And you know what happened. Things turned just like in our present days. Those that had been so corrupt and have living off from the government through corruption and greed are now being exposed. And we must continue to pray. When somebody started going to jail, they were going to start singing and they're going to implicate, and that wicked root will be uprooted once and for all. Amen. So what happened is in Esther chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. On that same day, King Xerxes gave the property of Haman, the enemy of the Jews, to Queen Esther. Then Mordecai was brought before the king, for Esther had told the king how they were related. The king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai to be in charge of Haman's property. This is one form of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence, body of Christ. And it's happening now here in the United States of America. Okay. And remember, our authority in Christ Jesus is above all powers and authority in both heaven and on earth. And whatever we lose here on earth is loosed in heaven. Whatever is bound here is bound in heaven. And this is important for us to understand that when it comes to spiritual warfare, what we lose in accordance to the instruction or the perfect will of God, no one can nullify it except you, okay? Except us, the body of Christ. Esther chapter 8, verse 8 through 9, and then down to verse 11. Now go ahead and send a message to the Jews in the king's name, telling them whatever you want and seal it with the king's signet ring. But remember that whatever has already been written in the king's name and sealed with his signet ring can never be revoked. So on June 25th, the king's secretaries were summoned, and a decree was written exactly as Mordecai dictated. It was sent to the Jews and to the highest officers, the governors, and the nobles of all the 127 provinces stretching from India to Ethiopia. Down to verse 11. The king's decree gave the Jews in every city authority to unite to defend their lives. They were allowed to kill, slaughter, and annihilate anyone of any nationality or province who might attack them or their children and wives, and to take the property of their enemies. What is in our Constitution? The right to bear arms lines up with the Word of God in the book of Esther. Our Second Amendment right, our right to bear arms for militia service, for security of a given state, city, and right to bear arms to protect ourselves. This is not for the criminals. This is for the citizens of the United States of America. We have the right to defend ourselves. This right also limits the right of any king, those in authority, to infringe on this right of the citizens and legal residents of this country. Keep that in mind. Citizenship is important in this country. I believed if the Christians united during the time of slavery and segregation, the issue could have been resolved quickly and the country healed quickly. And when you don't have a citizenship or right, we know that Black people in those times, they were considered properties. They can be sold. They can be abused. They don't have any rights whatsoever. And not all Christians took their sides. Some did not do anything. Some are too afraid for their own safety and the welfare of the families. And at the same time, they don't want to give up their economic prosperity, free labor. And some and many thought at that time that they are superior because of the color of their skin. Okay. So that's how wicked it was. So if we're throwing around slavery and bigotry in our times, we have to go back to the history of this country so that we will understand more and we're not just going to throw away those words on people that we don't agree with, okay? It was horrific. It was inhumane. And we're not going back there as a country, okay? This should be emphasized and taught in our schools and remind our children and children's children that this history, a Black part or the evil part of the history of this country, should not make them feel guilty because they're white, but not to repeat this wicked and horrific in this country. Okay? So citizenships and borders are important in any given state or country. Okay? Now back to 21st century, what are the wicked and the globalists propagate and are teaching our own children is to open borders. You can do whatever you want as long as you're in agreement with them. When a country loses its identity and not preserve its good culture and will not implement law and order, that particular country will continue to decline and cease to exist. And it will be controlled by unlawful, lawless people. Let us look at the city of Jerusalem. It still have walls. So, walls or protection of our borders is of God, okay? It is also important for us to look at the bigger picture in our fight and battle in the 21st century and beyond. It is always good versus evil. And Jesus already handed the victory to us, okay? When a certain group of people, based on their social standing, education, or color of their skin, consider themselves as ruling class, they tend to distract others from following the goodness of our heart and righteousness, and they will continue or try to educate our children through misguided rule of law. They will succeed if we let them. It is important for the body of Christ to teach our children and our children's children and show an example to do godly things, to preserve our culture as a holy nation. I'm talking about the body of Christ. That is Christ's culture. In every sector of society, the body of Christ, those who have been faithful and put God first, must educate people of Christ's culture and implement God's ways of doing things. And this is what we're trying and have been doing through this program, okay? And through our prophetic conference, prophetic school, business school, leadership training, okay? We have to understand that corrupt, wicked political leaders, wicked people in colleges and universities, in arts and entertainment, in every sector of society have been trying to impose Haman's plan and deceit in our days by division. So now what we have been fighting about as a Christian, they're trying to erase us. They're trying to remove our rights. Same thing with what is happening now with the Jewish people. It is by division, by political correctness, and by attacking our core Christian values. And Christians in every sector of society must continue to make disciples of all nations, preach the gospel of good news all over the world, and let us stop preaching to the choir. We need to stop operating, I'm talking about churches or ministries, as daycare centers, and let us focus on our assignment to focus on where God placed you, whether it's in the corporate arena, whether a stay-at-home mom, whether a teacher, then you live as a Christian, as a leader, and preach the gospel of good news. We need to continue to become as a holy nation, the church as a whole. And let us remember, our enemy is Satan, not the wicked people. Many of them can be won for Christ, okay? In Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm going to end here. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. This is where we're at now. So don't get into this tangent that, oh, I am called to be in a full-time ministry. You are a full-time Christian. You are a full-time minister of the gospel wherever you're at, okay? Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. And let us stop there. I'm running out of time. Body of Christ, wherever God puts you, you can praise God. You can pray where you're at. You can continue to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. This is where we're at. We will be ministers and kings or rulers in every sector of society. And that when that thing manifests, when the body of Christ is at the helm, then Jesus will return. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you for tuning in. Remember, if you wanted to hear the prophecies again, we are on YouTube. The prophetic voice of our time is on YouTube. Please subscribe and like us, or you can go to our website, sogmi.org, and you can join us and listen to the previous broadcast and our past live stream. Amen. Okay, until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.